What's going on, Nelly? Another day of quarantine here at the radio station, and nothing has changed.
Another day separated by a glass window.
Oh my goodness. It's been what, a month now?
5 weeks of like this and in this setting, but like we've, yeah.
What is going on?
Yeah.
5 weeks. So like a month and a week.
But like 7 weeks technically of different stuff here at work.
It's so different. It's so like, you're probably experiencing that too, because whatever you're doing live, you have to deal with people unless you're working from home. But anyways, yeah, like things are so different right now. Like we talk about it so many times in this podcast. We talk about how we feel that it just things are different. Like we walk into the hallways here and you don't see no one, first of all. And it's, then when people are talking to you, we're talking away from like each other. It's weird.
It's a ghost town and I miss people.
I think we all do, man. We all do. Like the ones that are still here at the radio station, that is like, what, 5 of us?
In the morning, in the afternoon, there's 3.
That's crazy. How do you do it?
I mean, I just stay in my little studio here and work away. And
oh, man. Well, kudos to you, because for me, like I have 5 people in the mornings and I just struggle, man. Mm-hmm. Like I legit try to just go to their windows and just, hey, what's up? It's National Hi-Fi Day today, but It's just weird.
You do like an air high five through the
kind
glass.
Kind of, yeah. To the glass. Well, I don't want to touch the glass either, because, you know, like there could be germs and all this ugly thing that is going on. But we have been talking lately about the biggest TV show for us. Not the biggest, but one of the
biggest. In our heads, it's our favorite. So
it's The Challenge.
The Challenge.
And funny enough, I posted a story on my Instagram. I think it was yesterday, because someone, like, you know, those challenges that they say, like, what TV show are you watching? What TV show are you watching? Like,
yeah.
And then I put, like, the ones that I was watching. And one of my friends, can I call you a friend, Sam?
Yeah, you're my friend.
Okay.
I suppose.
This is actually staying
it's
on.
It's wild when you have to confirm a friendship with someone, well, especially over a podcast.
Hey, listen, we're talking to a phone right now, so I don't even know what I'm going to do. But anyways, one of my
hold
friends.
Hold on, Juan, are we friends?
Yeah, we're friends.
Okay.
Yeah. High five.
Co-workers.
Just so everybody's clear, everyone's friends.
There you go. Yeah. I love everyone here.
Go on.
But anyways, yeah. So Sam, she's an amazing, amazing person. If you ever get to meet her, she's such a lovely human.
It's all lies.
I didn't get this kind of intro.
Well, you're not that lovely.
I'm just jealous.
No, Sam is such an amazing person. We have done a lot of radio events with her. She used to work with one of our bigger clients here. And yeah, it's just like, sometimes I don't keep like those kind of like business relationships that turn into personal relationships, like friendships.
Mm-hmm.
I try to keep away from that just because we do so many of that. And I've been in so many parts of the world, so many different radio stations that I just, you know, like I avoid myself of being like upset because, oh my God, I lose another friend. But I did with Sam. Sam is such an amazing person. It's hard not to be friends with her. And a little. and yeah, so she actually sent me a DM asking me like, oh, you watched The Challenge? And I was like, wait, what? I'm so confused. All these people that I didn't even know they watched The Challenge, I thought I was the only one. Everyone now is talking about it. Like,
I've been watching The Challenge since high school. So when I was like 15, I'm 29 now.
Oh my goodness.
I have barely met anyone who watched it up until like, even when I went to college, met like one person. But when I started working here is when I met like you, Kendra. Okay.
Now we know Craig Needles.
Craig Needles is obsessed with it, which we had no idea, but he's like, he knows like everything about it.
It's crazy.
And I meet more people, but I also found about The Challenge, it's like, and maybe I said this last week, but you either are obsessed with it or you've never heard of it.
Or you watch it once and you didn't like it. Because some people, I know
true.
People that like watch it once.
It's not their thing.
And they're like, yeah, I'm not into it. Like there's a lot of sexual stuff going on.
And then
it's like, bro, like,
there's also the crowd that loves Big Brother, which is similar, but The Challenge is like Big Brother, but more physical.
Yeah, and the thing with The Challenge is they don't have that creepy side that the cameras are rolling. In
that
this one,
wild.
They added a lot. You know what I mean? Some people, they don't go to sleep because they're watching people sleeping. That's kind of creepy,
yeah.
But they do that. But Sam, when do you start watching The Challenge?
Oh, I've watched it for like a long time because I used to watch The Real World when that was still on.
That's,
and then
that's the challenge
in between.
Yeah, that's how I would get into the challenge because it used to just be the people from The Real World.
Do you remember what was?
I'm the same as you guys. Like I didn't really know anybody until the last like couple years or so, and now I have a couple friends who watch it, and so we discuss it every Thursday, I guess, after it airs.
Yeah. What about like? Do you remember what was the first Real World that you watched ever?
It might have been like the second Las Vegas, maybe.
Okay, I think that was with Nani. No, that was with Nani.
That was with Nani, yeah.
I think maybe
that one, as far as I can remember, it might have been more. I don't know.
There was three Las Vegas.
I know, it was crazy. Now they don't have Real World. What the heck?
I know, it did like 30 seasons, Jesus, though.
It would be a good show right now in quarantine. Can you imagine everyone going crazy in that house?
They probably just took it off the air and put those resources into the challenge.
And that's what they did. And they have other shows, right? Like, they didn't have, like, Are You the One? Now they have that.
Yeah, I like Are You the One.
Yeah, they're using crossover, like Survivor and Big Brother and everything like that now, too.
Yeah, and the British stuff as well.
So you asked you asked me a big question, Sam, and that was through Instagram. Nelly doesn't know this question. He's out of the loop with this. But you asked me, who's your favorite challenge personality right now? I told you which one was mine. I will tell you again. But, like, which ones are yours?
Like, on the season right now?
Just do on the season right now and then do one in general, like, since you started watching it.
On the season right now, I really like Tori. And I've always kind of liked her because she's pretty chill. But also, like, a really good competitor. But she doesn't care for all the drama and doesn't take everything too seriously. She's like wife goals.
Yeah, she is.
She really is.
And she's like, if I went
that way, and I like Jenny because she's like super strong, and I feel like she's really smart too, like kind of low key smart. And I always like CT, but I mean, RIP. All time, I always do like CT though. Like every season he's
who
on.
Who doesn't like CT?
Legend.
Like, who doesn't like?
He's
CT?
A legend. Like, the Johnny Banana backpack challenge when he wasn't even on that and he just, like, creamed him, like, seasons ago.
Yeah, he was, like, a mercenary, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a mercenary.
He came in and just beat him.
It's
That's an iconic scene.
It is an iconic scene. Like, that's what I was going to say. Like, right now it's different because Bananas is, like, Jack. Like, he's not as skinny as he was. So it's probably harder to do it. But yeah, it's such an iconic scene that is just
his transformation, too. Do you remember when CT would get kicked off every season for fighting?
Yeah.
Every single season,
who would get... Who was the guy who fought Adam? What's his name?
Oh, go through the list. There was like five seasons.
He fought that Adam guy who was like a third of his size.
That's the one. The one that he... I remember CT running around the house and even the securities couldn't stop him. Like, there was two big guys trying to stop this guy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, at the time, he had like this raspy voice because of all the gym stuff that he used to take. It was like... Leave me alone. I'm going to kill that guy.
And I was like, what the heck? And then he had like the sweetest girl.
A baby.
I know. Yeah, I know. He got that baby with that Latina girl.
Yeah.
But yeah, now he's like a different man.
He's a completely different man. I also think
he's won a few since then. Like, he won with Wes. He won by himself. And then he won last season.
Well, when he was crazy, he never won.
Because he would get kicked off.
He never won. But then after
he was getting kicked off.
Yeah, and like now that he's more like clear in his head, he's actually winning stuff. And like he's bigger because he has a dad bud.
His game last season just like coast to the end and then make that one big decision at the end with Ashley. And then he goes to the final and wins it. That was just like, that was a masterclass at how to lay low.
Stop talking about last season that I haven't watched it yet.
Come on.
One
does a challenge podcast didn't watch last season.
Why are you even
and
on
last,
here now?
Last season was amazing, by the way, the whole thing.
Hey, listen,
I
had a busy season, so I was, you know, I never have time for anything, and I need to catch up. There's not a
Now you have unlimited time. So.
I know, but I'm trying to keep up with other shows too. Like I'm watching Jersey Shore, which is kind of sad. But...
I haven't been on that.
That's an excellent TV garbage right there.
I still watch. I've never missed an episode of Survivor. They're on season 40.
Yes, same. I watched that last night too.
I still need to watch it. It's good this year too because everyone on it has won. So every single person on it has won.
I need to watch that show.
A previous season.
I need to.
So everyone's like really good.
Yeah. But there's old school and new school. So it's kind of different because the old school can't quite adjust to the new way of playing. And like, and it's then, yeah, it's so good.
If you get to pick, challenge or survival?
Challenge.
You?
The challenge. Sam.
Okay. If I could have done one when I was younger, like when I was 23, if they had allowed Canadians on it, I 100% would have made it my life to get on that show.
In the chat,
I would still do it.
I probably could same, still do it.
I think you two are very fit people, so I think you two could do it.
Oh, I'm not like I was though,
bro.
No, I mean,
stop bragging. I'm gonna put a photo of you in this, younger,
because I would have been better TV when I was younger. Like I would have been wilder. And okay. I know being on TV, I would have made
you still
myself
go crazy. I think if you go now, character. Yeah. But if you go now, you're not
gonna
act
like a reality.
Never know. I remember the first conversation you and I had. It was about Much Music and how much you want to be on TV.
Oh, when I was younger, I wanted to be a Much Music VJ. And then like when I was like old enough to, like when I was graduating high school and stuff, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go do this. They got rid of them all.
it's not a thing anymore.
Not
there's,
at all.
There's stuff that could happen. You never know, man. Like, someone will listen to us, be like, okay, let's check this guy out. And then, boom, you get picked. It's not going to happen.
No.
We can dream.
Yeah, exactly. You can just make it happen. We can create our own challenge here in London, Ontario.
Yeah, Challenge London.
I'll be seated.
We're in the middle of it. It's called Stay Inside.
Yeah, quarantine.
Dirty quarantine. Yep. Oh, my goodness. But no, yeah. So, Sam, if you get to, we asked this question last week in our podcast. Mm-hmm. We basically talk about like what are our expectations for this season and who do we think it's gonna win this season. Give us just your own opinion. Like, who do you think is gonna make it to a final? Who's gonna win the final? And we're actually betting $1,000. That no, I'm kidding. We're not betting anything. But just
oh,
just
I was like, I'm
she's like, oh, I'm out.
I'm out.
Yep.
Okay. It just kind of depends because they format the final different like every season. So you never know if it's going to be like 10 people or like 3 people.
Or individual.
I think Jenny will make it. I think she's playing a pretty good game so far.
That's exactly what I said.
And she already has.
I think
like,
we both agree on that.
Skull, yeah. So like.
And like you said, she's physically the best. She's a sweetheart of a person. So who doesn't like Jenny? And she's playing a good social game. And no girl is going to want to put her in because they'll have to go against her.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, everyone takes care of her.
That's why it was when D made that decision, you just gave her a ticket to the final in the second episode.
That was so stupid.
She did that thing one-handed. I was like, oh my goodness, I wish and on my best day if I was that strong.
Oh, yeah. She'd beat me and every guy up there in a lot of stuff.
I think somebody said that too. They're like,
TJ.
She would have beat every guy at this challenge.
And every guy was like, yeah, probably.
Bro, she's jacked. She's like,
yeah,
she's fit.
Oh, what about man, guys?
If Ashley's plan would have worked out last night, I would have said her because she would have persuaded a lot of people. But like, I think maybe Johnny might. Who knows?
Yeah, you might see it. You might see Johnny adjusting because he's struggled.
I don't see him
because he gets out so early. I think if you let Johnny get to the end, he will win. He will
easily
win it.
He knows how to run a final. That's what he's good at because he knows how to manage his energy, his timing, everything. Like while everyone at the beginning is running like crazy, like chickens without heads, he's just like going at it steady.
If Jordan makes it to a final again, he wins. He's won 3 of the 5 seasons he's done.
I don't think he wants to win though. Like that's he said it so many times.
I think he does because like. Nah. Like I don't know what they do for day jobs. I don't even think they have them because Jordan wins and Tori's bound to him. So like this is his way of making money and he's won a lot of money. Jordan's won more money, I think,
but
overall.
They're still making money. Like we talked about this before. Like they're still making money for
episodes. He's like an influencer in his spare time. Like he has like a clothing brand or something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, I follow Tori and she's always doing that kind of stuff. So she's making like sponsorship stuff.
They're making money. But the thing is like if you watch the 2 episodes, every time he gets interviewed, he keeps saying like, "Tourists win." Like
that's true. He wants her to win more than
work harder for this to happen. So like, if he has to like make it seem like he's an idiot and an asshole that he is just to get her farther in the game, he's gonna do it.
Yeah.
Could be like the downfall of both of them at some point.
And it's happening. Like, there's people already talking about it. They're like, oh, my God. Like, these two are stronger couples that are going to make it to the end. Like, we have to do something about it.
Well, that's why he wanted Tori to get in there so she could get the skull. And so, like, at least her path to the final is easier.
It's crazy, though. Yeah. Because that's the other thing.
But, like, that...
Go ahead.
I was
going Go ahead. Sorry.
That's right. I was going to say, like, speaking of power couples, like, Bailey and Swaggy C aren't doing too bad themselves, like, for newbies.
Yeah.
And I need to get them out. I think
when I first saw her, the first episode, I was okay. Like, this girl could cause some problems.
Some
like,
travel, yeah.
Yeah, and she's like the alpha in that relationship, like, by the sounds
for sure.
of it. Yeah.
She's the man. She wears the pins.
She's got, yeah.
She wears the pins. But
yeah, they both won a challenge, though. So, like, now I'm like, oh, maybe they're good competitors.
And they both won Big Brother, too, I think. I don't watch Big Brother, but I'm pretty, or one of them did.
One of them did, and I think the other one was like runner up or something.
In the
like,
States?
Close to the end.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Brother,
yeah, US Big Brother.
I don't watch that, so. Gotta catch up with that.
And then
too.
There's, I was telling Juan last week how strong the girls' competition overall on the season. Because, like, don't sleep on, like, Ashley's won two challenges too, and she plays a very good game where she low profile, she gets to that final, and she gets it done. And then there's like I said, well, Tori, obviously, Jenny, mm-hmm. and there's that Casey girl that looks like she's a pretty tough girl too. You know, and then there's still, you know, Maddie. She's a big physical.
I
girl
love
too.
Maddie. Like
she's
to like, be honest,
yeah.
like
she has this the prettiest
is,
eyes.
Oh, she's beautiful. She's gorgeous, first of all, because she's beautiful. But I also love how she can be ratchet, but she still keeps her posture. Like it's weird. Like it's kind of girl that can go crazy, but also it's a little like centered.
Well, the girl and then like Dee isn't bad. Like she's proven herself a lot.
I like Dee though.
I don't think she's amazing, but she every time people have doubted her, she's proved herself, which I gotta respect.
Listen,
she's driving me nuts this season. Though.
Oh, me too already.
She's like this season is all about love. Rogan, I love him. Oh my god, we used to talk.
I know,
before.
And she's like, I love him, but I'm gonna make it right in front
Jay,
of you. Like,
with Jay from Survivor.
With Jay from Survivor, yeah, it's very like elementary
true
school.
True story.
Get
Jay's
back at the guy you like.
Jay's ex is with Bananas now. Morgan.
Oh,
Morgan is
yeah. Bananas' current girlfriend that he's been with for like a year and a bit is Jay's ex.
Is that the blonde girl they have?
The blonde
together?
Girl. She was on one season with Bananas.
I do remember when Jay was crying, being like,
"Oh, that was on X on the Beach." Yeah.
Yeah, she was crying because she was with him, and I was like.
Jay is a sleeper too. I think he's too small to physically compete against head-to-head guys. But if he gets to a fun, he was a beast in Survivor, like at challenges and
I
stuff.
I gotta see him. I don't know,
and
man.
And they only got rid of him in Survivor because he was probably gonna win it.
And they had like that Young People's Alliance on Survivor that everyone was kind of threatened by. I think.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a guy that can just get those like eliminations. I think he'll be good in. But yeah, if there's like physical head-to-head stuff, he'll probably struggle. But he's a charming kid too, so I think he'll make a lot of female friends and keep doing that and have his alliances.
We'll see. I don't have a good
and there's,
belief on that.
I'm
guy,
trying to think. So. There's more girls that like Kayla's good too.
Yo, Kayla, it's a monster. She's like a
and
little
Jenna
firecracker.
Beef Barbie. Jenna can
oh,
throw
oh,
it down.
And Jenna too. Yeah, she also is like she never won a final, but she sometimes creeps to those finals and
she
doesn't do as bad as
finals.
People think. And she's more physical and tough than people give her credit for. I love Jenna.
Jenna mm-hmm. is such a nice.
She
girl.
Sounds dumb, but she's really smart. Like,
and I think
heard,
it's.
Like,
that's her game, though, I think.
Yeah, she plays zone. That's what she has to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, the girl competition on this season is so strong.
Insane. Have you seen the last season? The last episode? Sam?
Like yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
well,
all
she watches
it. I was going to ask you something about it. I was like, yeah,
she watches it live like a true fan.
Damn it.
I don't
have TVR it and then watch it an hour later. So
oh, see, I don't have cable, so I MTV.ca it like right after.
Yeah, and I have to wake up every day at 3 a.m, so I can't do it.
I don't watch Survivor till like 2 days after usually or 3 days.
They take that long to like upload
no,
those? Or
no,
what?
It's on global app. Like my TV has the global app.
Yeah,
it's on that. Like,
pretty... why you don't watch it right away?
I just it's I don't know.
You like suspense? You like to make
well, sometimes,
yourself wait more?
Sometimes, like you know, I'll just. Like, I'll save it for, like...
You don't have social media?
Well, I don't have any spoilers for Survivor on social media.
That's
whereas
good,
the challenge,
that's
I
good.
Follow, like, everyone.
I
so,
hate
like,
it.
I gotta scroll.
I hate it because, like, I have so many... Like, right now, I'm trying to avoid Instagram.
Do you follow a lot of challenge people?
I follow quite... Like, I follow some that are on Instagram a lot.
Yeah.
That's what I try
and
to
And I
avoid.
Also follow this account called Challenge Tea or something like that, where it's, like, all this kind of tea about challenge
people.
Don't
tell people. Me more because I'm going to follow
but
that.
But I follow it, but I have to scroll past it quickly in case stuff happens.
Yeah. So, don't tell us any spoilers, please.
Okay.
But yeah.
Keep it to myself. I'm not that guy.
Keep it to yourself. But, yeah, no. Sam, thank you so much for just being here. And, like, I know you're having coffee right now because before this, we actually talked about it a little bit that... If you were able to be in the podcast. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being freaking lovely and nice all the time.
And thanks for inviting me.
And you know what? We're going to have you again because I feel that you are a good missing piece to this challenge team. Because Nelly and I, we have like a little, we kind of agree in a lot of stuff because we do agree in a lot of stuff. But we disagree in some of the, like last week we picked, which one was the ones that you picked?
For the winner?
Yeah.
Jenny, and I said, I had a weird feeling.
Did you say Jay?
No, I had a weird feeling that Kyle would somehow get, because he's been to a final before. He did good. That was his first season, the one that Carl won.
I love Kyle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I think somehow he might, I have a weird feeling that he might get it done because he'll lay a little bit low. Obviously, I'd love to see like Wes or Bananas. Old school guys.
CT, get there. Man. CT,
maybe Nani can finally win one.
Nani doesn't win any, like, she's not good at any of the challenges.
So. I know. She's been doing it for like 15 years.
You know who I miss? I miss Nani's cousin. She was so, like
I didn't
wild.
Like Nicole.
Nicole, yeah.
I didn't like her at all.
Why?
She was the worst. We're full face to every challenge.
Yo, and then you'd see her
look so different.
You'd see
with
her
no
in the
makeup.
Background sometimes with no makeup, and you'd be like, "Who is that?"
Yeah, is that a producer?
I know she was on a bunch of other X on the Beach, where like she was trying to like this guy she was in love with on that show, and he kind of like did her wrong, and she is crazy.
I know she was nuts. That was actually a guy from Survival. Oh no, The Bachelor. What's his name?
Yeah, it was The Bachelor guy.
What was his name though?
Oh, I'd probably be able to tell you if I saw. I don't watch X on the Beach, though, but I watched The Bachelor.
Yeah, it's like...
Bachelor's a fire show.
Yeah, but what was the name of this guy? Now I want to know. I wish that
Pilot
guy was
Pete
there.
Who,
What was
Pilot
the name
Pete
of that
this.
Guy?
Pilot Pete?
No, the guy who Nicole was dating on that show, on the X on the Beach. He was from The Bachelor.
Oh,
and he's very famous.
Kendra would know. Kendra's
I'm trying to think, though.
Juan, do you watch The Bachelor?
No.
It's a good show, bro.
Is it?
You know, I like Bachelor in Paradise better than The Bachelor.
Oh, because there's more
Bachelor
lit. Yeah.
Much drama.
Yeah. Do you know that Pilot Pete's with Kelly right now? Like he's with
Kelly,
which is, I liked her better than any girl on that whole season.
Yeah, I don't know. He was a hot disaster the entire season.
He was horrible,
so.
This guy out of the back. Like he just didn't know what he wanted.
I love how I don't know anything about Survival or Bachelor. I'm just here like smiling
but, like,
at Nelson.
He had all these girls at the end, which he just probably knew I don't really have anything with him. And then he got rid of the girl he's currently with on the season. Like, what was she, fourth or fifth last? I don't remember.
I think she was like fifth, maybe.
Yeah.
Or
Kelly.
Can I watch The Bachelor? Like The Bachelor. The Bachelor.
It's on, I forget what channel it's on. I don't know.
Channel 7 and I think 28.
Yeah,
like
you can find it online, though.
She knows her challenge, eh? Yeah. He knows her challenge. Channel.
Yeah. It's.
I watch a lot of reality.
Oh, it's all I watch.
Cool. Yeah, I watch it too. But okay, so now because you guys are talking about this, what should I watch? I have like a week before we talk again. Sam, we're gonna get you next week. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Have you watched the Love Is Blind show on Netflix?
Yes,
that's
wild. There's a new Netflix show coming out, I think tomorrow, where it's like, Are You the One? Where it's like all these people are like these good looking people are in a house to find love, but you can't have sex or kiss or you lose money. So they got to actually
Or you die because we're
so
in quarantine.
Netflix is coming through tomorrow with another one, I think.
Really?
Too Hot to Handle. It's called Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
Too Hot to Handle. Look at this, Gary. How do you know all this?
I saw
I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I saw a promo for that and I got so excited. I was like, this show looks incredible.
Okay, I got to watch that then.
That comes out tomorrow. But yeah, Love is Blind's good.
I watched The Circle.
The Circle's not bad.
It was good, but now they have like I seen they have The Circle Brazil, they have The Circle Paris, they have their Circle everywhere.
I like more drama and hookups and drunk fights in my reality TV.
I know I didn't like that part that they were hiding behind a screen and like there was like me talking.
You got to see. Oh, Love Is Blind. You're talking about?
No, about The Circle. Yeah, that like they were talking about like this guy being someone else. Like I'm a hot blonde right now. And I'm being like, oh yeah, tell this guy.
Like, I want Are You the One to come back.
Weird.
When's Are You the
One?
Are You the
One?
It was super fun.
Yeah, Are You the
One? They got
to
like what season 6?
Do you know that ASAP on the challenge? He got out the first episode. Him and Tori were on the same season of Are You the One.
Told me last.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they like. I don't know if they hooked. They kissed. I think. Because ASAP is like a ladies' man.
Are we positive? Like, is it confirmed? Like, it's.
I don't.
Are you sure?
Not that
she
cares. Like, Tori's like.
No. I'm talking about like. Age. The guy being on that show. Like, are you
ASAP and Tori were on the same season. I know that. Because Tori was like.
He was on. He's on a So You Think You Can Dance. I watched him on that show like a million years ago.
ASAP, really? That's crazy.
Yeah.
You two really are like a dancer. Book of reality shows. Holy
that's
Jesus.
All I watch. Whenever I tell people, they're like, what do you watch? And they're talking about all these shows. It's like, dirty reality, man.
You know
that's
what? Next time I see Sam, the last time I saw her, it was because we did a private show. You actually know Sam, Nelly. You met her before.
Where was it?
Were you at the Arkell's private show that we did at Gables?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember much.
She was in the bus that I was on.
Cool. Yeah, I was one with Chelsea.
I was the bus babysitter with Juan.
Oh, that's true. Juan did have to be. Juan was in charge of checks.
I was so mad though because they sent me with all the drunkies. Oh,
everyone was drunk that night. Yo, we all got bussed to Grand Bend and got a free show.
It got to a point that Sam, like, I got up and I kind of like scream at someone, and then Sam just pat me in the back. She's like going like this, like a grandma. She's like, hold on. And I was like, it's just so annoying. Like, we're having such an amazing night and that these people are like just, oh.
I was looking forward to those concerts again this summer.
We're going to get some. So that's what I'm going to say. Next time I see, like, I see Sam, I'm going to look at her with a different eye. Like, I used to think she was like this person that was out all the time partying and like drinking and going crazy. But now I can tell that she's at home. Watching the challenge or survival.
What are you talking about?
Oh my goodness. Who are you, Sam? I don't know you anymore.
I used to do that, but I'm old now. My body doesn't like it when I don't do that anymore.
Bodies start, stop. It's harder to recover.
Well, tell me about it. That's why I don't think. But anyways, thank you so much, guys. Thank you, Sam, for being here. Thank you, Nelly, again. And
my pleasure.
And we're going to be here next week.
It's been a slice.